It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Marcus O'Leary.
It's very good to be here. Thank you very much, Lukey.
There's a little... welcome. It's your first time on the show. I'd like to congratulate you on making it this far. It's a series of eliminations.
My school guidance counsellor never said it would be possible, but here I am. Here I am.
You were playing all the full weekend. You were the resident DJ in Longitude.
Yes, for the three live stage. So I'm going to be opening and closing the stage every day.
Is there a pressure? Is there a bit of pressure on you for that? All that work?
I feel a little bit warmed up. I did it last year well, so that they very kindly asked me to come back. And this year, I'm being joined by a whole rake of local talent. Yeah. So it's gonna be cool.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you're also a comedian.
Yes.
And like you're an actor as well.
A little bit of acting.
Yeah. And is there anything? Am I missing something?
Chefing. Yeah.
Chef. Oh, you Cook. Sorry, chef. Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. So like that's a mixed bag of stuff, and they're all sort of related to you're kind of helping people out. You're making people feel better. Which though, and I know you'll probably say DJ because that's what you're doing this weekend. But which is your favorite? Like, which is the one that brings you the most joy?
Not just because of this weekend, but DJing.
Ah, come on! Don't lie to me.
What do you want? Just when I'm at home poaching an egg, Luke. There's nothing that brings me joy like watching that egg just poach.
A kettle boiling is something lovely about it. Why? Why is it DJing that you like the most?
You know what? Like somebody could be having a terrible day and like. You just play a couple of tunes and all of a sudden they're instantly feeling better.
Cook them an egg.
Well, listen, it's easier to stick on Spotify than like set up a camping stove in the middle of Stephen's Green, isn't it?
So we don't need a DJ. We can just set up Spotify. Oh, no, I'm joking. But have you ever had like a quote unquote real job? Like a...
The last real job that I had was a no joke selling perfume. I was a perfume salesman.
What? Were the people that you walk by and they go, hey?
Yeah, I was literally like, do you want to try some of this and make you smell like heaven?
And you spray it and then they walk into it?
Yeah, kind of. They walk out, or walk out of it like Beyonce in walking out of a mist.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you get that job? Why did you get that job?
Why is the bigger question. Okay. I needed money. I was a student. That was like my last kind of thing that I consider a job. I worked as a chef for a few years.
Right, okay.
But like that was always fun to me. It was never like a job that I had to wear a uniform for and... behave.
You are playing in the 3 Live Longitude. That's the full weekend of it. I think I'll be down on the Friday. Looking forward to a bit of Stormzy.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and break away and have a look?
I'm going to see. So I'm playing, I'm opening the stage at 4 and then closing the stage at 9. And in between.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so it's really nice for me. And in between, we've loads and loads of acts coming in. Like we've the likes of Orange Tree Edits, Mix and Fairbanks, loads of local talent from around. So yeah, I think I'm going to try and peel away and catch a couple of the acts.
Thank you for coming in.
Come see me at Longitude.
Smooth.